And you might like to open your Bible to the first epistle of John in chapter 3. John in chapter 3. And perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we bend again head and heart in your presence with thanksgiving. Your word, Spirit of God, help us understand that we might have the benefit of being able to exercise and experience and enjoy your word, your working, your presence, and your grace. So, God, thank you very much. Help us in every way. Thank you in Christ's name. Amen. If you turn, as you did in 1 John and in chapter 3, and we shared together in chapter 3, picking up, if I can, in verse 22, 3 and 22. And whatsoever, I'll read verse 21 for a little context again. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on his name of the Son of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. So, and in those two verses stands awesome understanding of the whole ball game of being a believer. So, in order to catch that a little bit, let's go back and follow it through a little bit of history. Over to the book of Exodus, Exodus in chapter 19. Exodus in chapter 19. And, if I may, and you would recall Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were given a promise. They were given a promise to know and have a land, to be a nation, and all of it was in God's grace. And Abraham just had to believe, and Isaac had to believe, and Jacob had to believe. And now we come to Moses and Israel. God is continuing and fulfilling his wonderful plan to give them and make them a nation among nations to the nations. So when we came to chapter 19, a God at Mount Sinai, in verse 4, I have seen what I did unto the, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself, underline. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar, special, prized, privileged people, treasure, a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You shall be, verse 6, unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Think of end of verse 4, unto myself, and as you go down, myself, my covenant, you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me, etc., etc. King, all about a unique, privileged relationship to God, keeping that in mind, if you would. Hang on to that. So now, that's all they had to do. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, believe God. Thank you, God. Thank you very much. We don't understand it all, but thank you and do what you said. But, as you know, chapter 19, verse 7, And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words, we just read them, which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. All that you say, God, we're going to do. Abraham believed. They don't believe. They're just going to receive. You give us what you want, God, and we'll do it. We're able to do. We're able to make happen. We're able to fulfill all that you want. They were dead wrong. They were trying to say, in an oven by ourselves, we're quite capable, God, of doing and being whatever you want. Now, that was not true. Terribly, they missed the whole thing. So therefore, God, you're going to do what? You add the law. You add the law. The law was never, Abraham didn't have it. Isaac didn't have it. Jacob didn't have it. They didn't have the law. They just had the promise. But Israel as a nation is going to do it. So therefore, you got to help them. And so God gave the law, Exodus chapter 20. And Exodus chapter 20, as you know, you just read it. So back over to chapter 24, just to see it. In chapter 24, if I can, picking up in verse 2. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. In other words, Moses could go up 40 days and nights. Verse 3. Moses came and told the people all the words of the law and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do. They're going to be consistent to the end of Joshua. That's why we go into Judges. Everyone does that which is right in their own eyes. We're going to, God, we can do. We're somebody. We're able to do it. Chapter 34. And in chapter 34, as you know, God, what are you doing? Now, remember now, God, Moses, God had Moses, the two tablets of stone came and had the commandments. They had them. Now, and because of their unbelief, Moses broke the commandments, and God said, come up and we'll do it again, and God did it. Only this time, God wrote. Moses didn't write on those stones. God wrote on those stones. He wrote. Therefore, keep that in mind. So we're talking about God's word. He's giving his word to be understood so that we can see it and not have to remember it. There it is. So, in chapter 34, in verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses, hew two tablets of stone like the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words which were in the first tablets which thou breakest, and be ready in the morning, etc., etc. Verse 3, and no man shall come up with thee, etc. Verse 4, and he hewed two tablets of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto the Mount Sinai, and the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand two the tablets of stone. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord, etc. So God, the word of God was given, written in the word so they could read it next week and they could read it any time they wanted. God gave the word so that they were to have the word and they were to understand the word. And so here we have the book of Exodus. So therefore, in the book of Exodus, keeping that in mind, they had the law. Now what? Remember now, they're going to do it. they can't do it. Hang on. Deuteronomy in chapter 5. In Deuteronomy in chapter 5, picking up if I may. And you will note, chapter 5, picking up please, in verse 27. Well, no, let me do a little better than that. Over to chapter 5, and picking up in the chapter 5 and in verse 3. The Lord made this commandment with our fathers, but without made not this commandment with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They never had that. But with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. And the Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. So therefore, they have God's straightway. So they have it in writing by God, and he speaks to them straightway. They're listening. Word. Here's over 2.5 million people or so. And they're looking, listening, coming out of the mountain. No one could say you didn't hear. Sliding over in chapter 5, picking up and verse 24, if I can. Well, let me build it up a little better than that. Chapter 5, verse 23. Came to pass when you heard this voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mount did burn with fire, and you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. Verse 24. And you said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. So there's no question, God, no question, you made it clear to us. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. Verse 26. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the Lord, living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and live? So therefore, Moses, go near, go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and we'll do it. Moses, you be the middleman. We don't want to hear him straightway. You come and you tell us what he said, and we'll do it. Now, the problem, you can't do it. Verse 29. Oh, that there was such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Oh, that they had a heart, but they didn't have a heart. Now, what do you mean, God? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they had a heart. They believed they had a heart. But the people of Israel don't have a heart. They're going to hear, and they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. That was the situation. That's how they were looking at it. So they had a heart, but they didn't. What's the problem, God? The law, hang on, we'll do it. Let me pick it off one by one. Over to chapter 6. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, they had no heart. Chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, our Lord, one is three, is one. The Lord our God is one Lord, one Trinity. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, so hear that. Now, what do you want us to hear, God, if you're back there? We just heard Moses. We don't want to hear him anymore. What was the problem? They didn't want to hear God anymore, as we just said. So therefore, hear, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Not much left after that, all of your heart. Reason, and these words which I command thee this day shall be where? In your heart, What words? All the words. I want you to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want you to love me with all your heart, and I command you, put it in your heart, put it in your head, and then down everywhere, write it, 8, 9, 10, if you read it, write it on the doorpost of your house, write it on your forehead, write it everywhere, so that you're always understanding what? God, you want us to what? Understand, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's what I got written. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's what we got to put. That's right. But they didn't do that. They needed to love. They didn't have a heart. They had no heart. So therefore, chapter 10, just to see it, chapter 10. And if I can, I'll end verse 12. Chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord require, thy Lord, thy God require of thee? What is God asking for? Here's the Ten Commandments and everything. What is God asking for? God required of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. They had no heart. What do you want, God? I want you to have a unique personal relationship to me. That's what I want you to have. Hang on to that. That's what I want. You don't understand it. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're going to go through a long history to learn that lesson. Now, so here we are, chapter 10. I'm just trying to show you. God keeps saying it. He told them, so there's no question. They should have understood. They didn't, because they were going to do it all by their lonesome, which they can't do. So therefore, chapter 11. And in verse 22. 11:22. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments, all of them, which I command you to do them. Now you're going to say it again, God. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. This is the judgments and all of that. I'm going to tell you, though. I'm summing it up for you, God said. I'm trying to help you understand it. Here's this big, long list of all of everything, 600-something that Jews have of do's and don'ts. Got it? Yeah. Now, God, what do you want? Verse 22 again. If you will diligently keep all these commandments, what can you? Now, how am I going to do that? To love the Lord thy your God, to walk in all his ways, and cleave unto him. That's what I want you to do. I want you to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. Here's the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, thou shalt honor God and no other God, and keep all things that are created. You can see, touch, taste, smell. Don't ever make a God out of anything you can see, touch, taste, smell. Don't do it. Begone God and his wonderful person made him. Don't use the things that are made to be God. God made them to be, and God is to be honored in his wonderful person. Now, having said that, you get that. And then honor thy neighbor, love thy neighbor as thyself. So good. Love God, love thy neighbor. Uh-huh. That's what I want you to do. Over to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew and chapter 22. And again, you're familiar. I'll just read it again to remind us. And chapter 22. In verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? The lawyer asked. Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. This is the first and great commandment. So the first four commandments are summed up with what? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Get that? When you're all done, you're going to be smart. I know the commandments. What did God ask for? He asked me to love him with all my heart. Because everything is there. All of it's going to point to what? The relationship. You're summing it up for me, God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. What am I going to do with the next ones? Verse 12, 18, 17. Sliding over. Matthew 22 in verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. All of them. They all hang. Hang on now, because it's going to come out. We never think. People don't think like that. Hang on. What are you saying, God? I'm trying to tell you. The law was promises given to believe. John 3:16. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what it did. And if you don't believe, you're condemned already. Because you don't believe, you're condemned already. You're lost. You need to believe. That's what you're going to do. That's all he is. So God, here's the Ten Commandments. Hang on. Now, a little more. Over, if I can, please, over to the book of Matthew. While you're in Matthew, chapter 5. And in chapter 5, picking up, if I may. And our Lord will say it clearly, simply, for us. Chapter 5 of Matthew. Think not, verse 17, think not that I am come to destroy the law. Nope, the law is given. Or the prophets, what they said. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle, little marks in the Hebrew language, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. I am fulfilled the law, every mark that distinguishes a word, I'll fulfill every word of the law. You can't, but I can. I will fulfill the law that you said you do. You can't do it. I said, but I will do it. I will fulfill it, because you can't. Abraham knew. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they knew, but Israel, you don't. Now, so therefore the law, hanging on now, having said that, go up if I can, over to Romans chapter 8. Romans in chapter 8, picking up, if I can, chapter 8, and picking up chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free, F-R-E-E, free from the law of sin and death. The law, the big golden yardstick, pointed that wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The law, we're guilty as can be, absolutely guilty. So therefore, the Spirit of God sets us free from that. Now say it again to me, Lord, a little more. Put from the law of sin and death. Now, verse 3. For the law could not, N-O-T, do in that it was weak through the flesh. Because the Israel said, we'll do it. That's the old nature. The old nature never will trust God. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That purpose, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, all that you say God will do. Not that way. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is going to make it. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to die on the cross and fulfill every bit of that law that I told you you needed to have to enjoy the rightness of God. So therefore, picking up in chapter 10. I don't want to go too fast, but just absorb a little bit. Each time, it's telling you without any question, how am I going to understand the law? I need to do this, I need to do that. I understand that. And that's how we live. That's how we do it. We do this, we don't do that. Okay. And if I can, Romans in chapter 10 and in verse 2 about the Jews. I'll read it. Verse 10:1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer but to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They're busy trying to do something they can't do. And a lot of believers are out there trying to do something they can never do, and they never get there, and therefore they have a very inactive relationship to God. So they don't enjoy God. They don't enjoy being saved. So in chapter 10, verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And where are we going to get that? Your faith is counted for righteousness. Verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that's going to do it. No. Everyone that believes. That's right. I told you to believe. But the law. And we keep the law. We do this, do that. No, we do. We do. Now, having said that, over to the book of Galatians. And you'll see it again. And in Galatians, picking up, if I may, chapter 3. Galatians in chapter 3. And you will note, picking up, if I may, Galatians 3, going, if I can, to verse 16. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises, what you've been talking about, the promises were made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He saith not that to seeds, plural, as of many, but as of one, even to thy seed, singular, which is Christ. Christ is going to come. And they believed Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They believed Christ would die on the cross and save them. It was a promise, and they just believed it. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Verse 17, this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before the God in Christ, the law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5, that the covenant was confirmed before God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of God none effect. The promise is just as good. 430 years after Abraham, it's still good. The promise is good. Promise never went away. God said you just have to believe. That's what Abraham did. Verse 18. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. You can't do it. It's a promise. You believe the promise and receive it. You don't do anything. That's underlined. Don't do anything. You receive something. So therefore, sliding along, verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, Verily, righteousness should have been by the law. You could have just done something and it would have been right enough. But you never could do that which is right enough. You just couldn't do it. Verse 22. But the scripture hath concluded, all are under sin. Why? That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You need to believe. Verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. That Christ would die on the cross, and he terminated the law. He fulfilled the law. He ended it. He did everything that was required, and God finished it in his most wonderful, wonderful way. And grace reigned, not for the law. Grace reigned. If you don't do that. Oh, if you can. So now, having said that little bit, by means of faith, we're going to go. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, over, if you would, to 1 John chapter 1. First John and chapter 1. Remember when we did the Gospel of John, 1 John, first epistle of John, which we've been doing. And in chapter 1, our God tells us how it works. And we're to have a wonderful relationship to God. We're to have fellowship. Chapter 1, verse 3, our fellowship is with the Father and with Jesus, his Son, Jesus Christ. These things are written unto you that your joy may be full, to have a wonderful relationship to God. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, verse 7, as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Fellowship, verse 3, with the Father, with the Son. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, is cleansing us from all sin. So when it comes to law, I'm going to do everything to do it rightly, but I can't do it rightly. I can't fulfill the law. I can't do it. My old sin nature will not let me do it, doesn't want to do it. So my old sin nature will never do it. So therefore, what am I going to do? God, what are you asking? Moses, Abraham didn't ask for the law. Jacob didn't ask for the law. Israel did. And the law was given until Christ would die on the cross. When Christ died on the cross, he fulfilled all the law. So now, Abraham believed ahead of time. Christ died to now believe. And God finished it. So you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior after he died and rose again. So therefore, just have to believe. And we're going to do, what are we going to do? We're going to walk in the light as he is in the light. In the light. What's it going to do? What do I understand? It isn't by works of righteousness which I do. I can't do this. I can't do that, God. I can read it, but I can't do it. I can't do it. So therefore, God, what am I going to do? God said, walk in the light as he is in the light. What do I know about the light? Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he died on the cross to save us. He fulfilled all the law. When I believed, when you receive him as your Savior, he fulfills all the law in your life. That's why you're saved. That's why you're right. He fulfills all the law in your life. He does. Now, hang on. That's what he does. And you have an old sin nature. That's right, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not it. No, we aren't hiding anything. We aren't trying to do anything or accomplish it in and of and by ourselves. God has given us, when we received the Lord as our Savior, God gave us life in his wonderful Son to know him in a most wonderful way, in the flesh. But just, it's a promise. God said, I filled all the law. Everything that's right, everything that is needed to be right is right in your life. Also, God in Christ is your righteousness. He's your righteousness. So you're never looking at, I'm going to do it right. Now you can say that, but really what you're doing is you're trusting God's wonderful rightness, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what you're doing. You're trusting the rightness of God. I'm not having to, I read the Bible and tell, you got to do this? Hang on. We're going to get it. So you see it. Now, having said that, and if we confess our sin, verse 9, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God, I got that. I got it. A little bit? I do. So therefore, I'm going to love God with all my heart and all my soul. And that's what you want. That's what you wanted, Israel. You said it pretty clear. Deuteronomy chapter 10, chapter 11, et cetera, et cetera. You said, please, would you just love me with all your heart? That's what I want. Just receive who I am. I'm giving you myself, said God. On the cross, I'm going to die for you. Just be appreciative. Why don't you just love it? Love me. Love me because I am love. Love me. That's what I want. Now, hang on to that if I can. I'm keeping that and so out of the mouth of the Lord, out of the man shall, like in Matthew and that, Matthew 4 and that, the Lord to the devil. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How do we live? By your words. Who is the word? John 1:1. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 14. And he became flesh and dwelt among us. God, the word. For the words. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life, like we shared the other night. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. It's all about me, said God. That's why I want you to know me. That's why you got the Bible. That's why you got it, to understand. Otherwise, you would be stupid. We are, well, you'd be stupid in all of it. So therefore, God, we got to look to you in a most wonderful way to do what you do as only you can do it. Over to 1 John. And in chapter 3, now I'm going to remember the comparison. Here's the Jews get the law, and they roll up their sleeves, and they're going to do it. They never do it. They don't do it. They roll up their sleeves, they're going to do it. We're going to do it, God, for you. That's what we're going to do. So, therefore, God, we're doing it. And we're busy. We're Christians doing what we do. Do it. The Lord said, do it. We command, do it. And so we're busy doing. And you don't do it, but I do it. That makes me a little better than you because you don't do it, see. And this side does it better than I do, so they're better than I am, but I'm better than you are. See, at least something. At least something. I do something. I'm a Christian. I read my Bible every day. That's good. That doesn't do. You got it. I do it. I give my whatever to the Lord. I do this and that. I do this. I read this every day. I do, And that was, that's good, good. That's good. That's good. I do it, right? I do it. We do it. Don't you say that? I do it. I do it. That's me. I do it. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do, God. And therefore, God, what are we saying? Yes, we're going to do it. God, are you going to help us? I am. I'm going to read it now. Watch. You know it. Verse 22, chapter 3. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Okay, I got that. Now, God, are you going to leave us? No, I'm going to help you some more. What he just said in verse 22, he's going to help you understand it in verse 23. So therefore, and this, remember the commandment, keep his commandments, plural, verse 22, verse 23, and this is the commandment, the whole ball of wax with all of them. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That we should believe on the name of the Son of God. That's what you've been reading. I told you just to believe. I tried to tell you, turn the pages. You may not have remembered, followed it. That's what it said. The law can't do it. You have to just believe. God did it. So you, what you and I couldn't do, God did in his most wonderful, wonderful way. He did it. He did it. Right. Just believe me, he said. 21 chapters of John. Believe 100 times. Believe, 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 believe. That's all he ever said to you. For 21 chapters. He said, why don't you just understand? These are written for you to believe. That's what I want you to do. Believe me. What's so hard about that? Yeah, well, think about it. See? No. Believe me. Believe me. Believe me. Chapter 3. And in verse... where am I? Chapter 3. And in verse 23, and this is the commandment, that we should believe in the name of the Son of Jesus Christ and to love one another as he gave us commandment. How do you sum up the Ten Commandments? Love God and love his wonderful created reason for saving you. That's it. That's a whole ball of wax. I tried to tell you, he said. It isn't do, do, do. You go bananas doing it. And then you try to make yourself, because I do this and that. And brother, you have to get where we can enjoy what? We do nothing. To do nothing. Isn't that exciting? Boy, do you become valuable. I didn't do anything. I love it. He did it. And that's what he's asking you. To love. To love. Believe me and love what I love. I saved. That's why I love the brethren. That's the evidence. So what do you want me to do, God? I want you to believe me and love the brethren. I want you to love me. And when you love me, you have all of the law and all the righteousness that forever you ever need, forever that you'll ever need. I've given you in myself. I am your law, and I am your love. And when you trust me, I just told you to believe and let me love you. Enjoy being loved. And then in turn, love it back. I love God being saved. I love what you're doing. I want to understand. I don't want to be stupid about the whole thing. Well, Christians with this and that. No, I want to understand it. Not everyone's nice, not everyone's good, and we need to be in fellowship. But you don't be in fellowship if you don't understand it. Remember, we get it, thank you. Remember the branch in the tree? It has to abide, and it lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the life of the tree, not the life of the branch. The life of the tree. And that's what God has been trying to tell you. Just believe and abide. And you'll please me, said God. Do the things that are pleasing in my sight. You'll please me. You'll love me. because I love loving you. I love being your life. I am your life. And let me be your life and stop trying to be something you aren't. Why not be something you really are, a child of God? Why not be that? Why not be able to say to me, said God, my Father, yeah, simple. And our dumb system has got it all loused up, and we're all busy trying to, and God, that's why I think 1 John 3:22, 23, 24, God sums up the whole ball of them, whole thing. Why don't you just abide and let me love you, and you'll keep all my word. I couldn't possibly, I read that, if I was a Jew, they have the Talmud and all those things to try to say we keep the law, we're trying to read and keep the law. You couldn't keep the law. So I'm going to read, and I know dear believing, pastors, we read, we got to do this and we got to do that. Well, God bless you. Let's see you do it. Let's see you do it. Do it, you see. Unto God in rightness. You couldn't do it in rightness. I'm going to do it. You aren't right enough to do it. God is. I got to quit. Got the idea? It couldn't have got simpler. And God's trying to say, listen, us humans, we love being something, and we want to be something, and we don't you want to be somebody? Somebody, you can't be nothing. I think someone said that earlier. You should enjoy being nothing. Enjoy being nothing. And you could be the head of the department. You could be a brilliant scientist, rocketeer, or whatever you want. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. But enjoy being nothing. Enjoy being nothing. Yeah. Our Father in God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so simple. You made it so we're just to abide like the branch in the tree, in the vine, just to abide and let you be God. And God, we walk in the light as he is in the light. God, we walk in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ takes care of all of our trying to do anything. So we aren't trying to do something, God, to please you. We aren't trying to keep your commandments, God. We're letting you be the commandment. You make the commandment. You are the commandment. You are the law in your wonderful Son, in us. And we're to enjoy such a relationship. We don't deserve it. We don't merit it. We'll never earn it. And God, thank you. Thank you. You have given it as a gift. Thank you very, very much. Spirit of God, trying to help us understand. Trying. It's so simple, and yet it's so foreign to us. So distant from us. So please help us, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.